I found this interview with Frank Warren quite amusing today, because rather than use the word quit, he deliberately danced around and used other phrases and words to try and avoid using the word quit. And he displayed his typical hypocrisy, because when Anthony Joshua lost to Andy Ruiz, AJ got dropped 4 times in that fight. He got badly beaten up. And every time he got dropped, he didn't stay down and let the referee count him out. He got up every single time. But yet Frank Warren seemed to suggest that AJ quit. But yet when Daniel Dubois against Joe Joyce hadn't been dropped 4 times, hadn't even been hurt in the fight, he took a knee due to an eye injury and sat the count out. But Frank Warren doesn't want to come out and admit that his fighter quit. Hypocrisy of the highest order, or lowest order, depending on how you want to look at it. Frank Warren also revealed in this interview that Joe Joyce signed a contract extension with him prior to the Daniel Dubois bout. So at least Frank Warren had enough sense to do that. But it is a curious move by Joe Joyce and Sam Jones, because Joyce has been treated like a stepchild by Frank Warren. Warren has openly expressed his bias in favor of Daniel Dubois, and he's done a terrible job of promoting Joe Joyce, in my opinion. I mean, why would Joyce sign a contract extension? Why would Sam Jones? We don't know how many fights the extension is for. And by the way, the fact that he signed a contract extension suggests that the rumors Joyce was on his last fight with Warren are probably true. But again, sign this contract extension. We don't know how many fights it's for. It's a curious move as far as I'm concerned by Joyce and Sam Jones. Perhaps there was no way they could stay active otherwise. Maybe that's what they felt. But signing with a guy who has been so blatantly biased against you would leave a bitter taste in my mouth. You know? As the promoter, you're supposed to promote people equally, especially when you've got two guys, unbeaten heavyweight prospects / contenders, who are going to fight each other. Shouldn't you be neutral in a situation like that? I mean, Eddie Hearn tried to be fair about the situation, I guess what he thought was fair, and said it's kind of like when Carl Froch fought George Groves, but George Groves wasn't on any kind of long-term contract with Eddie Hearn. In fact, was he signed to Eddie Hearn at all? I know in the rematch he was signed to Sauerland, so Eddie Hearn had absolutely no reason to be neutral in that situation there, because he had a contract with Froch. He had no contract with Groves. That was a different promoter's fighter. Whereas with Frank Warren, he had a contract with both these guys, and he's openly favoring Dubois? I don't know. Look, Joe Joyce, Sam Jones, I'm sure they've got their reasons for signing the contract extension. And Frank Warren needs to pull his finger out at this point and start promoting Joe Joyce properly. He needs to stop sulking about the fact that Daniel Dubois lost and get to work on promoting Joe Joyce. It's just, it's bizarre to me. Whenever I look at that post-fight interview, and you can see how devastated Frank Warren is that Joe Joyce has lost, and you're thinking, hang on, Frank, you've got the winner as well, by the way. Why are you looking so sad and despondent about the fact that Dubois lost when you promote both guys? It doesn't seem to make any sense to me. I don't know what that's all about, but as far as I'm concerned, it's bad business. As a promoter, you are paid by both fighters to provide them with a service, which is to promote them. Favoring one over the other does one of them a disservice, which in this case is Joe Joyce. Anyway, let me know what you guys think about that in the comments below. And by the way, the scorecards, I'll come onto that in a second. The scorecards are a reflection of Daniel Dubois being the house fighter, in my view. Yeah. It's not like Joe Joyce is some random, obscure heavyweight contender who nobody's ever heard of, and Frank Warren just signed him for, you know, no particular reason, and then he's put him against Dubois. No, that's not the situation. Joe Joyce is an Olympic silver medalist, a highly decorated international amateur, a guy who fought in the World Series of Boxing. He's not some bozo, but that's how Frank Warren was treating him. And again, get onto the scorecards. I'm on the TalkSport website here, and they've got a photo of the official scorecards for the Dubois-Joyce fight. As you can see, Victor Lachlan had it 87-84 for Joyce. Can't complain. Mark Lyson had it 86-85 for Dubois. Again, can't complain. It was a close fight. But John Latham somehow saw it 88-83 for Daniel Dubois. Now, there have been some rumors flying around, and Frank Warren actually addressed this because he hadn't seen the scorecards himself at the time. There have been some rumors that one of the judges had scored it to Dubois by 8 rounds. Well, it wasn't quite that bad. It was only by 5 rounds, but still, that is a chin scratcher. And I wonder if the British Boxing Board of Control are going to bring John Latham in to explain his scorecard here. Now, in the end, it didn't matter, of course, because Joe Joyce won by stoppage, TKO. But you never like to see scorecards like that when the action told us a very different story. So, yeah, I hope this guy gets called in by the board to explain how he came up with this scorecard. Is he short-sighted or something? I don't know. But that, to me, is a little disturbing. So let me know what you guys think in the comments below. How did you score it? Yes, there were a lot of close rounds, which could have gone either way. But he appears to have some type of bias, either conscious or subconscious bias, in favor of what Daniel Dubois was doing, to such a degree that he saw fit to give Dubois, a clean sweep through the first 6 rounds. I don't know about that, people. Again, let me know what you think. And just to finish off, Talk Radio, they are a mainstream broadcast platform in the UK. And although I strongly disagree with a lot of things they push on their platform, when it comes to 2020, Talk Radio has been the only mainstream broadcast platform in the UK worth watching or listening to this year. Hands down. The other broadcast platforms in the UK, mainstream ones, have been an absolute disgrace this year. Absolute disgrace. Only Talk Radio has been worth watching or listening to. And again, I don't agree with all the stuff they push on their platform and all the stuff that they say. I'm just talking about 2020. And when you compare them to their competition, there is no competition. They're the only broadcast platform that's shown any integrity at all, as far as mainstream. And in terms of the print media, Peter Hitchens in 2020 needs to get a medal. And I'm being very serious. Again, Peter Hitchens is not somebody who I agree with on everything. You can look back through Peter Hitchens' career and find things that I would strongly disagree with him about. But in terms of his conduct in 2020 as a journalist, he has been head and shoulders above the vast majority of other mainstream journalists in Britain. He deserves some type of medal. James Dellingpole, in fact, he's another one. He's a journalist for The Spectator, which is a mainstream publication in the UK. And credit where it's due. I disagree with him on many things he said in the past, but in 2020, James Dellingpole has been bang on the money. In fact, he did an interview on Talk Radio today. And if you go watch that interview, there is no sane, well-informed, rational person who could possibly disagree with anything, a single thing that James Dellingpole says in that interview. Absolutely bang on the money, talking pure facts and telling it exactly like it is. There is a few others, Sherelle Jacobs and, you know, several others in the mainstream print media in Britain. But the vast majority of them Absolutely shocking. Disgraceful. I'll end it there.